My life has totally changed.
Started when I was a kid, I had itching after my first pregnancy. I had a problem with wearing jeans or tight pants, something with a seam. And then when I was 40, I got a really bad flare-up, and it got worse, a lot worse after that. With as far as medications, I started out with amitriptyline and some amitriptyline suppositories, and after that didn't do well, phoned Nell Gehrig, a urologist, and Dawn Sandalgini, a physical therapist in Denver, and I'm on gabapentin and a Flexeril suppository. Lidocaine did not work. I have a hard time sitting if we take any kind of road trip for any more than 15, 20, 30 minutes. I get pain. And I love my horses. I'd like to go riding once in a while. It makes that very difficult. I can't really do any exercise programs. I a lot of times have a hard time if we want to go for a walk for any amount of time or a hike. I can't do that. It really limits my activities totally. Even just lifting my grandchildren for any amount of time will give me a flare up. The IBS, when I have a flare up with the IBS, I will notice soon after I will get a flare up with vulvodynia also. This was miserable. And I just couldn't wait to go to bed at night and forget about it. And I tried to conceal the pain as much as I could because you don't like to. You don't like to let anyone know how much pain you're really feeling or being a big wimp about it. All my kids pretty much know about it, and when my mother was alive, well, she knew I had problems when I was younger, and I was able to talk to her about it, and she would, suggested things like acupressure or acupuncture, different herbs and things like that I've all tried, and she just felt really bad that I had it, but felt helpless really to do anything about it. And I can tell, like my aunt, who I'm very close to now, and talk to her about it. If I'm really not feeling good, really bad, then I can let my kids know. So I can communicate somewhat, but not a real lot with my kids about it. And sometimes I'll try and go and just relax if I can, lay down and relax if I'm really feeling bad, just to get some pain, relief from pain. Or I'll go and brush my horses. I guess, I don't really have time to think about it a lot. So I just try and do the best I can. I think the talking to other people about it, seeing what's worked for them. One thing I do not feel is helpful is reading a lot about other people's problems all the time and the pain they're going through. But I think talking to other people and seeing what's helped them and knowing that you're not the only one going through this and having a support system is really good.